You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Maloney Berg Vav, I mentioned earlier, Maloney Berg is working a lot of, when a guy can work for you, the guy can't work for you. Last thing we studied, that's Berg Vav. Last week, we learned about, let's say, giving a suit to the cleaners. If you want to give in your shoes to be fixed or a suit to the cleaners, as long as it's done privately and you don't ask him to do it on Shabbos, so you can bring in your suit and your shoes to be fixed Erev Shabbos, as long as I say it's not done in your home, it's done privately, this is what we studied already, it's halach and brura, that this is mutter, as long as you're paying him, he's working for himself, and you didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos. He's maybe doing it on Shabbos, as if I were bringing a suit a half hour before Shabbos and tell him to have it ready Sunday morning, and I know that he's not open Motzei Shabbos. That the only time he can clean it is if he cleans it on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do it. That's why I bring in the suit Erev Shabbos. I'm always careful to say I have it ready Monday or Tuesday. So I know they clean on Sunday, so this way they don't have to do it on Shabbos.
We're on Shabbos, are we? I apologize.
You are Perek Vav Hilchot Shabbos. And
excuse me.
I'm going to start from Halacha.
Okay, Bonil Mades Bonesh might
say. Halacha.
I'll find it.
Halacha Yud Gilma. This heter is only if the guy is doing it privately. Halacha Yud Gilma that we spoke about. You can hire him to do labor for you, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And he's doing it privately in the confines of his home. This is only true if it's privately. Nobody knows it's a Jewish thing. He's doing it privately. If it was known and open and famous, Asura, then it's Asur, even though he didn't tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. You hired him for the job, and you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but since it's done outdoors, Sharoah, that's why you know that we don't let people build our homes on Shabbos. If you see any Odesha contacts, he doesn't know that you fixed the price and he's doing it on his own time, but he'll think, it's a Maris Ayindika did. So it looks like people say you hired him to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, even though you didn't, you fixed the price and you're doing it for his convenience. But since it's done in public, it's awesome. You hired a guy to build your courtyard, or coastal or your wall, or to harvest your field. You hired him for a year or two to build a tomb. So the Rambam says, if people don't know it's a Jew, they must have melech memnina, if the melech was in the Medina, in the city. Even though it's not in the city, but it's a place that Yidden can walk on Shabbos. It's within 2,000 Amos, 3,000 feet of the city. You have to tell them, you can't work on Shabbos. The Rayim don't know, the people see. They don't realize that you fix the price. They make bargain for Shabbos. However, if the melacha is out of the tchum, so no yidn will see. It's only a maris ayin. So there's no one who can see. It's out of the tchum Shabbos, so the Jews won't see it. Mutar, shen shem yisrach, here is a poem, chosen by Shabbos. Now we go on.
Doesn't somebody have to be Mamalamid Sus? Don't they have to be Mamalamid Sus on you? Why would they assume
Marisai? You can only always ask that question. Every Marisai is a little, being a little cynical. So he says, why are we so worried about Marisai? A tzaddik would say, it must be that he did Kabbalonis, that he didn't talk about Shabbos, because he Mamalamid Chavschus. Say to you, Tzvi, correct. It seems that Chazal were very big realists. In the ideal world, everyone would be Melamed Zchus. But sometimes we're humans, and we see somebody do something, and we have this urge, it's not good.
I have to be aware of a true.
The Chazal, they wanted us all to be tzaddikim, but they were realists. They understood human nature. And people have been always saying, oh, I'm probably hardened for the day. And I'm just saying it's a question of drawing a line. Because women can wear shavings because people assume that it's not their real fear. People are allowed to shave because this is a true emotion. Because people know that you're not using a razor. They know you're doing it. So it's a question of drawing the right line.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes, how cynical can you be? Sometimes, see, there's a big machlokes. I have to tell you. Marisai. You know, I often mention the machlokes to pre-Chodesh and the Ramah. Ramah is a Shuvas Arashba. Do you make up your own Marisai?
Hey, sorry, I just wanted to catch Rabbi Kalish, and he was like addressing everybody exactly 8:30, you know?
Yes.
I think he said, you know, nothing, no earth shattering. He just said, look, this is a test from Hashem, and nothing happens by coincidence, and you know, Hashem is,
Yehuda, this is on this.
And the truth is, the whole world is getting the test.
Yehuda, is he repeating my speech?
I was
on this Zoom. We finished. I started 8:30, and I finished 29.
Can you hear me? I don't think he hears you, Rabbi.
He doesn't know that I'm still on. Did I get shut off? Was I muted?
No, but you're still on?
No, Rebbe, you're on. You're on. He doesn't risk it.
Yehuda's not done yet. Hi, David Shkaya.
Rebbe, my wife does Zooms all the time. She says you, as the controller, have a button to mute everyone.
I know about that.
He knows that, but he wants to interact.
I like interaction.
I understand.
I love the interaction.
Until it's abused.
If somebody gets out of hand, we can just shut him down. But
he doesn't realize.
He doesn't know that. Well, Yehuda, we'll let him on. We'll let him stay on. But he doesn't have to stay over the drasha because all of you here, most of it, all of you heard it. You know, at 8:30, I was talking at the situation or giving brachas or chizuk, and now we're being Rambam.
Yeah, this halacha.
So I started telling you, Rabbi, saying, Amor and the Parash. See, in the Gemara, in the Talmud, we find Marathai. This is one example. Marathai, people will think. You make up your own, the pre-Chadash.
Rabbi said, very good style.
Chadash knows, Ayyuhuda, that you don't make up your own Marathai. So ones that Gemara Asira also, and you don't make up any new Marathai. You don't. So, according to pre-Chadash's view, and I use this pre-Chadash, to me, Nagel, my daughter-in-law says she has a business meeting. It's a tray for restaurant. We have to worry about Marisai. And so I say, nobody's going to think you're eating tray for, if you're in a tray for restaurant. According to the Ramah, you make up your own Marisai. And the Ramah is based on the Chulas of Rashba. So it's a big, and it's hard to argue on the Ramah, but the Pre-Chadash argues. So as far as what you're saying, Tzvi, you know, is it that the Gemara made Marisai? Sometimes there's three, I don't know what he brought in shekels, but he brought in.
No, because your Moshe, there's a tshuva for a Moshe. There was somebody in our shul, I think his name was Lamb, he used to sit next to me, and he wrote a shayla for a Moshe, and he asked him whether his wife is allowed to wear a shekel. And Moshe came back at him.
It's lucky he didn't ask Chacham Avadya. It's lucky he didn't ask Chacham Avadya. I mean, not bigger than Rav Moshe, maybe, but if he asked Chacham Avadya, he would have said Hasar. And when you bring in Tzvi brought in shekels for Marisai, Tzvi's wife and my wife could tell in a second if it's a shekel or a real. Could tell in a second.
The halacha that we had in Yudalad, the best, most flagrant example in favor was Olympia in York, the Reichmans, when they were building the World Financial Center. They did not allow work to be done on Shabbos, and that's a tremendous cost when you have a project of that size. And my understanding was that the workers installed a bunch of windows, this very special windows in a heist on Shabbos in a skyscraper on Shabbos, and they had it taken out and reinstalled on Chol. I don't know how many thousands of dollars they lost because of that
Homer
sock or whatever. It's a famous story of the Tzidkus and Yashus when it came to things like this.
And Tzvi brought in shekels, Rabbi Yisrael, which is totally nothing to do with our shir, except we're learning about Marisayim. Shekels, I say, is classic, the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. And I teach my Talmidim, and I say, the Rambam says, they made Hilchus Muktzah, because people will work all day. If there wasn't Hilchus Muktzah, it's fix up and clean up their backyards. So they made Hilchus Mitzvah, so the spirit of the law rested on Shabbos. See, there's the letter of the law, Amitas Malachas, and more the Siyagim. And there's the spirit of the law. So Shetels, the issue in Shetels to me is not so Marisai. I'm not worried about, I'm like a pre-chadish. The issue is the spirit of the law or the letter of the law. Most women, I don't mean to insult anybody, look better in the Shetels than they look in the real here. So if you talk about women being appealing to other men, the spirit of the law, it seems to be Narishka. But the letter of the law, so that's when I speak about Shetels, I don't think Tzvi has his own Marisai, said Shubab Moshe, shaving, spirit of the law, I got the spirit of the law. But let's get back to Chashan. Let's jump back into the Rambam. V'chein muta, v'adam laschir karma. You can rent your vineyard. Osa dey lenach. You can rent your vineyard, your property to anach. Afishu zoram v'notam b'Shabbos. You're renting the field and the guy is working there on Shabbos. Why is it muta? Why don't you say, maybe people think he's working for the Jew. Sharoya deya. The Roya, there's no Maris. He knows that they're rented, or they're sharecropping. So he's not working for me, he's working for his own shear. He's a sharecrop. So he says, V'davar she'shem Yisrael b'olav kori olav. So something which she'shem Yisrael b'olav kori olav. Everybody knows it's a Jew. Everybody knows the Jew owns it. Then derech v'ansh yasamak waskir olav. This is Gemara, open Gemara of Obisara, hand of the first part. See, goyim see, they'll say, it's okay, he's not working for the Jews. I'm sorry, not God, Jews. Marastain, we're worried about Jews. The Jews will say that it's rented or he's a sharecropper. But what about things that you don't rent and you don't use a sharecropper, like maybe a bathhouse, which wasn't the derech to rent it or to do a recess? Also, laschir al nachri. You can't rent it to the nachri since it's not the derech. So in other words, the rule is, if it's the derech to rent it, so people think it's rented, it's to the guy. Jew owns it. Why is the guy running it? He rented it to him, or at least he's a sharecropper. But if it's not a usual thing to do, it's awesome. May shanachri osa basam makom leches Shabbos. V'nikra shem yisrael b'olam. So then it becomes a maris ayin. Because everybody knows it's a Jew owns it. And the guy is working there. And people won't say, oh, he rented it. It's not the derech. Talk about a thing that it's not the derech to rent. Now we'll talk about renting or lending kelim. You do malacha with mutal ashil kelim laschil v'nenach. You're allowed to lend kelim or rent them enach. The Rambam holds even on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Even though the guy uses those kelim on malchut Shabbos, meishenel mitzuv ma'shvis asaki. My kelim don't have to rest, as we'll see in the next Rambam. My Yevet Klani, I'm responsible, he rests. My animal, I'm responsible, they rest. But not my kelim. There's a sheet in the Gemara in Shabbos that by Shammai holds of Shvisas kelim. The sheet that happened. So he says, so a kelim, Shema Mitzvah Shvisas kelim. So you can, now according to Beis Shammai, he holds one sheet of a tzuvah and shvisas keli. So let's say you rented your keli to the guy, and he works with it on Shabbos. So what should you do? You should be mafker it. Mafker it, privately be mafker it. So this way it's not your keli. Be mafker it. So it's not your keli. Now the guy, you don't do it publicly. He says, the guy hears about it, you are mafker it, he'll keep it. So you're mafker it.
And if you rent it, why is it your keli anymore? It's a rent.
Because so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the Sukkah, if Shailen is Kanye or Lo Kanye, it's a very big technical sugya. Who's considered the owner when it's rented out? We pass at the end, Skiras Lo Kanye. A little bit of steering. Gemara's Taisa says, so in this sugya, we assume that Skiras is Lo Kanye. So it's still mine. So if you do Malacha with it, you do Malacha with my keli. At least you're mafkar. I want to just tell you such an interesting kasha of Kiveg in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Gemara says the mafker. So this way the guy is not working with your keli or your animal even. Halacha is no gehav. Till halacha, we don't hold the shvitas keli. So you know, relevant to animals. You rented your animal to a guy. And you said give it back on Thursday or Friday and he doesn't give it back. She should be mafker. That's what the Paiskim said. And then the guy will give it back. Frank Rabbi Kivega, you're a Ghana. Because the guy doesn't know you are mafker. He thinks he's just returning it. And he was kind. When you're mafker, Rabbi Kivega is assuming the kinyan chatzar by a guy. So if you learn the Tais and Simon Reish, you know it's not so simple, Rabbi Kivega's assumption. Rabbi Kivega is assuming when you're mafker that animal, the guy is kind. So it's his animal. You are mafker, it's in his part. The guy is kind with king and chatzar. So if the guy gives it back, Frank Rabbi Kivega, he's not being mocked to you, he's just giving it back to your aganav. Kivega says, Kivega says, I want to answer to his question, maybe possibly the guy doesn't have king and chatzar. I'm b'ktzayis. The whole chatzar becomes shlichus, and a guy doesn't have shlichus. But anyway, Kivega, to me it's a little bit surprising. Exelas Akob, even though he gave it to you.
Maybe Tosakum.
He gave it to you. But Kivega has been so erlich that he holds, since technically the guy owns it. And he gave it back to you. He's giving it to you. He doesn't know he owns it. Kivega calls that a gazlan of a guy.
Isn't Tosakum Mutter?
Okay. So, anyway, we pass his noise. So she says, Kalim, so you can rent or lend Kalim to a guy. He can use it on Shabbos. Avabahemtai, an animal not. Everyone here knows it's the mitzvah of Shvises Behema, and Shvises Eved, Osir, Shematsuma Shvises Behema, the Eved. Now the Rabbah argues with the Rabbah. And the Rechabah brings two Shitas, and we think of the Rabbah Shita. The Rabbah says, and I call Moidim B'Schiris. Everyone agrees by Schiris. Enjoying it. You're renting it, so you're enjoying that the guy is using it. So first of all, he argues around, you're getting hana that the guy is using on Shabbos, but he's paying you rent, so maybe Schiris is Aser. And he says, the whole 6 day, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Aser, Shema, Michanes, Bo, Shabbos. Maybe
they use
Havlah. No, so the Paiskim do bring the Indian Havlah. It is relevant. You're allowed to rent out something that you can't get Schar Shabbos. I can't rent out my thing just for Shabbos, but I rent it out for you per week. If I rent it per diem, I can't get Schar Shabbos. But if I rent it for you for a week, that's called Havlah, and get Schar Shabbos. But here we're not worried about necessarily Schar Shabbos. Worried about the fact that your nana, you're enjoying because the guy is paying rent. So the rabbi's mother, Shayla is fine. Shayla's came. And rental is asked it a week and on Friday. So the Shulchan Aruch calls both opinions. The Rabbah's Makel. So, you know, Rabbah's Makel, emergency to be Makel like the second, like, but the Ikh be Paskin like the Raiva. I think with Machma like the Raiva, not to rent things the guy in on Shabbos, because your nana, big chumrah. And Friday, b'chlal Friday not. Friday means even she'elas asa. That's all week, schiris is asa, ho v'nana. Without saying schar Shabbos, schar law, saying ho v'nana. Now,
you are listening to benstorah.com.
So this is the din of Shvises Behema. Sometimes I mention to the Olam that Shvises Behema seems to be a daraisa. Yet the Rambam doesn't list it. The Rambam doesn't list Shvises Behema, even though it's a daraisa. You know, it's a machlokes paiskim. Is that Shvises Behema nyantiv? Ever think about that? Can an animal work for you enough? The Chabbah says it doesn't apply nyantiv. And many paiskim argue on the Shulchan Aruch about that. Is a din of Shvises Behema nyantiv? Also, there's a din. Shvises Behema, one of the Rambam lists is a mitzvah saseh, l'man yanuach. So you know my answer to that. Kesav Mishnah is that. And the Chayr, the answer is the same teretz of Zechiris Mitzrayim all year. Because it doesn't say in the Torah, thou shalt. In order to get into the Rambam's list of 613 mitzvahs, it has to be a command. It could be daraisa. Rambam holds that something could be a chiyuv daraisa But since it says, it doesn't say a lashon of command, so it's a deras, but it's not a mitzvah saseh. Like, it says, gosh, Raman doesn't list the mitzvah all year of mentioning Tzitzit Mitzrayim, because it says, l'man tizka. It doesn't say, vizdacharta. It's not a lashon of command. The same answer I give, but Raman doesn't list. It's a mitzvah shispeima. It says, l'ma'an yenuach. It's not a language of command. So we darshin sinisadais. It's not that the Rambam holds it's the Rabbanim, but it's not a mitzvah. Rambam holds some things are daraisa, but not a mitzvah. It's not.
What is the penalty? Is it Krisus? Is it Malkus? What is it?
No, it's not Malkus. Like Shabbos Bechla, you don't get Malkus. It's a lava nita lasas, Mrs. Bezer. It's only an assay. There's no penalty in mitzvah. It's an assay. Maybe Malkus Marbis Evshe. It's an Isra assay. It's an issue which says no penalty for
us. What about when it says Ein Ben Shabbos Yom Tov Ela Arbiya?
Also Nefesh Bevad.
There's the other thing.
Chaim has a nice deal. The Mishnah Megill and they says in Ein Ben Yom Shabbos Oichel Nefesh Bevad. Chaim is another chiluk Shvisas Behema. That's a good kasha. It's a strong kasha. It's a strong cast.
But a lot of the Ain Bains are not exclusive, are they? I mean, are there such Ain Bains where we ask that question?
How of the Shire, what the Gemara is. Gemara makes a deal, Achal Nefesh, it's Shabbat, Achal Nefesh. It's not Mutter, the Gemara. The Ain Bain is, the Gemara takes it very seriously. Now, Rabbi Son, somebody asked me just this week, this Shire of partnership with the God. The next Rambam is another serious figure. Having a business, a partner with we've spoken about this partnership with the Goy. So look what the Rambam has. This is a sugya in Avodah Zarah, open in Shulchan Aruch, very complex, deep sub. Hamishtatif manachri b'malacha, if you're a partner with a Goy with doing labor b'malacha. O b'schayra, or in business, buying and selling wares. O b'chayros, if a partner in your store, a Goy. So what are you supposed to do? In order to make it mutter. In Isna Bechila, remember Josh? Did we go through this, Dr. Chap?
Yes. And my partner was a Yid.
Oh, your partner, I forgot. His partner was a Fry Yid. It was much worse. We didn't have these attainers. Yeah, now I remember. In Isna Bechila, somebody just called me up this week. They want to start a business with a partner, Guy. So I said, careful, before you sign any contract, you have to do
this. I wasn't so lucky.
Easier. That's over. When you start the business, whether it's either working, you work in partnership with a guy, or a school with a guy, or just buying and selling with a guy, you say, you get all the profits of Shabbos. Doesn't matter a lot or a little. The schar Yom Echad Acher, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, pick another day. Connected Yom HaShabbos, Yisrael Levada. So in other words, you say, your Shabbos is yours, and a weekday is mine. Mutar. And it's Mutar. Shabbos is Levada. Mutar. That's if you make it tonight. It's imperative that when you start the business, you make this tonight.
But do you have to do an accounting? A strict accounting?
So that's a good question. It says in Paiskim, if you make this tnai, you can really just be mechalik stam. You don't necessarily have to make the account. The guy says, I'll just forget it. Let's just go halfway. That could, says in Paiskim, it's mutter. But then let's have his number. So what are you going to say? They didn't make the tnai. So he'll get the Shabbos. He says, okay, we didn't do the tnai. We all take Shabbos, not this high Tuesday. Doesn't work. If you didn't make the tnai in the beginning of the month, like, so you know what the din is? The day takes Schar Shabbos and you get nothing. If you didn't make this tonight, then you lose. Shola Nokla Nachri Schar Shabbos. The guy takes Schar Shabbos. You can't benefit from the guys working on Shabbos. Pull on Levadai. And guess what? The other 6 days you go 15. It makes other 6 days. You don't take a day opposite the Shabbos. This is only mutter if the deal was originally that way. See, the deal wasn't that way. So then you're going to say, well, guy, I'll take, you do it later. So it's like the guy worked for both of you. The guy was working on Shabbos for both of you. So now you can't take anything for his work on Shabbos. When you did it originally, so the guy on Shabbos is only working for himself. That's the, in the most flow, klum came on Shabbos, came hisnu betchila, came kibun sab b'shut v'stinecha. No, same deal if a guy and a Jew are partners in this.
This is not so simple when you have, when you're not selling bread over the counter every day, like you're working on a deal where there's going to be one payoff.
No, you mean, I understand. Sam says, I worked 3 weeks on a deal and the guy is working Shabbos.
Many situations, especially service industry where there is no one day.
Right.
I mean,
what would you do then?
There are answers to this, right?
I imagine so. That's what you're doing a law firm. You can speak the profits of Shabbos. What do you mean profits of Shabbos, like Sam says? Goods and Shabbos. Sometimes you have it, but normally you're working on a case, so it takes 3 weeks to case, and there's only one scar. So it's
the hotel business.
What?
Sure.
The hotel business.
No. Let's see, Lohisna. He didn't make it tonight. They didn't make it tonight, and they want to just divide the schar. There's a Shabbos Yidua. We don't know how much they made it. Schar Shabbos. Yearly Shanochi Nota Levada Shvius. The Rambam says yearly. It's not open your mouth. He's against the seventh. If you don't know the schar each day, assume Shabbos is 1/7 of the week. So again, slow hisnu. So you don't. He takes a seventh. If you know what the Shabbos schar was, he gets it. If you don't know, just assume it's 1/7. So and those who most is asking by him, then he gave money to a guy to invest. You give him money to him for a guy to invest for you. So. Even though the guy, you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. You didn't tell him, he just gave him the money to invest for you. So even though he worked on Shabbos, but since he's getting profit also, so you can be noted, Shabbos Shabbos, Chayn, or we call Agayim, all the Agayim pass in that way. So again, Rabbi Shai, this is a very complex sugya. It's not, I don't think in this year, you know, we could study it deeper, but we wanted to learn basically just the assignments, the principles. As Sam said, there's so many shilas here, so many different machlokes paiskims, but this is the basics of the Rambam. You get the basic on. You have to make it tonight b'tchila, and then you can divide the profits equally. If you made it tonight b'tchila, if the guy gets one day, and opposite that, you get a day. That's what has to be done for the deal is made. Now, look at your test. Rambam says, you can't give Erev Shabbos. Kalim can mean the clothing, vessels, luminary. In other words, he's getting profit, like we gave the example. A new rule. He can't take it out of your house on Shabbos. But you want a guy, the guy should call you, cleaner to pick up your food on Shabbos. He can't pick up the stuff on Shabbos. The rule is also about selling things. Friday you sell something, you're going fine, but he must remove it from your house before Shabbos. And don't lend it to him, or lend it as a loan or as usage. And Mishkamenenu, to give him a mashkon collateral, you can love matana, or give him a gift. In other words, you can't give a guy anything if he's going to take it out of your house on Shabbos. Why? So what is this? So the answer is obvious. If he takes it out of your house on Shabbos, he may think you made the deal on Shabbos. See, some paiskim learn that we're worried that he's carrying it for you. He's taking it for you to carry it. So there'd be an heir of a bimutter. But the Rambam says the problem is he takes it on Shabbos. She calls my should be based on Ein Adam Yodea, Emma Sainasana. People don't know when you gave it to him. Now you're not allowed to do all these things. I've shot this Nimsa Chetzcha. You can't give collateral. You can't land. All these things are us on Shabbos. Chance enough, base of Shabbos. When he leaves the house on Shabbos. Okay, so the other Yira appears, Moshevol and Nachri, that he lent to the Nachri, or Moshkino, he gave him collateral, or Paschim, Machala, B'Shabbos. So it's again like a Maris. He leaves the house on Shabbos, so people think that the deal was done or consummated on Shabbos. And that's awesome. So this is the din. Another rule of these
halakhot. Can you lie to a Jew too?
What?
Can you lie to a Jew? You can't give a gift to somebody and then he walks out of your house with something?
On Shabbos, it would apply to a Yid also. This applied to a Yid.
See, you're talking about a gift, not a Mashiach.
See, the Rambam says a Matana. Are you allowed to give a Matana? It's a Machlekes Paskin. Are you allowed to give a Matana on Shabbos? So, the Magen Avraham Pashtis, it's a Machlekes Paskin. Give a Matana. Now, is one of these things, Haman says, Yitilo b'matana. The Rambam is one of the list is matana. So, are you allowed to give him matana on Shabbos? So many parties can hold, it's us. It's us. We'd mash him in this Rambam that way. If he moved to give him matana on Shabbos, unless people think it's collateral, they won't know it's a gift. It doesn't say on the thing that it's a gift. That would be funny. That's, Rambam says, even if you give him matana, you shouldn't walk out with it on Shabbos. So it looks like so he doesn't say give him matana. So I'd rather the Rambam probably agrees to those paskim that you're allowed to give matana on Shabbos. I remember when I was davening in Shari Tfila many, many years ago.
That's right. That's right.
Remember, he used to tell them about
the bar mitzvah. Yeah, the bar mitzvah. My father used to do it because he would carry it out. They didn't want him to carry it out, so he said, come back after Shabbos to pick it up.
Also,
my words were
not to you. I was zeichet for you. I have Shabbos, so I'm not giving you matan on Shabbos. He was machmir.
Right.
Was paskin. You can't give matan on Shabbos. But to me, it's mashma. Rambam holds you could give him matan on Shabbos. He's noticed. He says we're only worried. It looks like mashkano or machalo or shelveyu. It doesn't say it looks like he's giving him the gift on Shabbos. Is maybe giving him a gift his mother on Shabbos. So that's, again, not so simple. I would say the deal of the Rambam holds that you're allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. But even if you gave him a gift Friday and he walks out on Shabbos, people think you gave him collateral on Shabbos.
And that would be a guy mostly then.
Apply to Yidden. Would that apply to Yidden? If I give something to a Yidden of Shabbos and I walk out of the house, people will think I gave him collateral on Shabbos. Maybe not. Because maybe by Yidden, people won't be so silly.
Right. Right.
Okay, one final halacha. Halacha chaf. Geras l'nach. This is in Shabbos, sending mail. Can you give a mail every Shabbos? Can you give the mail, put out the mail on Friday? I notice you geras l'nach. You give any geras, a letter to a guy. L'licha l'rachas, deliver the mail. L'licha l'rachas. In kotsimos chav lacha. You gave him, okay, I'll pay you. Pay you to deliver it. But if you're paying him, that's always the rule. He's doing it for himself because he's making money. And again, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, the Dafka. So he's doing it for himself. And you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. You need this idea also. You told him to do it on Shabbos. We don't say, I'd like to do Nafshi if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Allah Hamut. You give 5 minutes before Shkia, you give it to the guy, as long as you're paying him. And he didn't tell him the Dafka do on Shabbos. Again, Rushi hates it, but because of base, so cut him on Shabbos. Again, like the Rambam before, you shouldn't leave your ass on Shabbos. Because if he leaves on Shabbos, people think you hired him on Shabbos. But in local sense. So let's say local. So you're not giving him. So he's doing you a favor. He's doing you a favor, the guy. You don't have this element of da'ita de nafshi, and loy cut. He didn't fix this. Im yesh, hello, goodbye. Im yesh, im dina adam kavur. Is there a postmaster general? If im dina adam kavur, chumetabits oigaras, and he collects all the letters, v'shorech osim chamadina im dina im shluchav, he sends them to all the places in Shluchav, Mutalitma Menachri Agneris. as long as there's a postmaster general, there's somebody in the town who delivers the mail, v'hu, but there's a requirement here, she'yia shows bayoim, time of the day, she'gil beis ha'samach l'choma, kod masha. It has to be in the house next to the wall before Shabbos. So what does he mean? It doesn't have to go out in the tchum. It's very next to the city before Shabbos.
Presumably these rules would not, there would be no heter if there was a requirement somehow you imposed that this letter had to get there.
Right, correct.
Where it would be impossible for him to do it.
Right, exactly. Just like we said, we're bringing in your shoes. You can't say, deliver it Friday. I say, I want it to be delivered by Sunday morning if he has to do it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
See, maybe this house is near the wall. In other words, since it could be delivered before Shabbos, because as long as it's the house next to the wall, so it's Shema Beisai, Shema Kabali Garis, this is Shema Chomo, the ancient Adam Kabulakach. But let's say you don't have the postmaster general. You don't have Adam Kabulakach. Nachish knows from that Garis. This guy has to self-deliver. So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. He's a courier. The question is, does he have to deliver it, or does he, is there someone who delivers it? If he has to do it. So that is, it's only mutter if there's someone who takes care of it. Now why? Why is it only mutter? In the Rambam, to me, it's mashma. It's more efficient. If you have someone who takes care of it, you can assume it'll be taken care of. You know what this reminds me of? The famous Mishnah Berurah, the Chavos Yor, and you ask another guy to do malacha. That's a big shaila. Mishnah Berurah is Nako, and they ask a guy, Nako, Shasat Chak, like the Chavos Yor, Amira, the Nachri Shvus. What happens to the Nachri is another Nachri. So is that also Shvus? So, I would say, well, then maybe the heter here is, because you didn't ask the other guy, you asked this guy, and he's giving it to the Postmaster General. But I don't think that's pshat. I don't think that is the pshat in this Rambam. I think the pshat is the way the Rambam is learning, that it's just more probable that it'll get delivered before Shabbos, whether you have it's what we call the Postmaster General, the guy who takes care of all the mail, rather than this guy has to do it alone. So that's why you need katzatz. He has to do it alone, but not. See, I want to say, Rabbi Shimon, I want to end the shiur with a important insight in Beis Shammai. Remember, we said tonight that Beis Shammai holds a shisas gevur. But there's one pshat, it's a machlokes Beis Shammai. There's one sheet in the Gemara that Beis Shammai holds a shisas gevur. Now the shvis beema that your kelim can't work on Shabbat. So why is it only us on Friday to rent? It's mashma the Gemara. It's only us on Friday to give him your kelim. Shalem, that's what I read, even Shalem. On Friday it's also, Wednesday and Thursday it's Mutter, I, Beis Shammai, holds of Shvisas Kalim. So you know what the Paiskim say? Go to Beis Shammai, Shvisas Kalim is only Midrabana. The Is of Shvisas Kalim is only Midrabana. So since it's only Midrabana, Safik Midrabana, Lukuma. So if you give it to him on Friday, it's almost for sure he's going to work with it on Shabbos. Beis Shammai holds of Shvisas Kalim, Midrabana. But if you give him a Wednesday and Thursday, he's not necessarily going to use it on Shabbos. It's only a suffix, so suffix is mutter. See, my behemoth, this doesn't know. Shvisas behemoth is da'oyaisa. Regardless of the fact that the Rambam doesn't list it as one of the taryags, it's so I say, but Shvisas behemoth is da'oyaisa. So therefore, my behemoth, you can't let the guy, can't lend the behemoth to a guy for three reasons. The Gemara says, about the Zahar, she'ela, lent it to him, was schiris, and then it's Shvisas Behema. It's schiris lo kanya, so it's your animal working on Shabbos, despite the fact that it's rented on them to a guy. And the third reason is nisyuni. Nisyuni means that he's going to test it. Test drive. Before you rent out the donkey, you want to show what a good donkey it is, so the owner is going to do it, a test drive with the donkey, and he may do that on Shabbos. And then he'll be over the Isser of what's that called when you work with an animal? Machamer. So you don't allow selling a behemoth to Nachri because of a gzeira. They don't allow in the Mishnah selling a behemoth to Nachri, gzeira of Shela, Schiris, I miss you. In other words,
you're allowed to sell the behemoth.
Selling a behemoth to a guy is you may lend or rent an animal to a guy, which would be an Issa Dereis of Shiz's name. Huh?
This is called Gzeira. One Gzeira, not Gzeira.
This is a daisy chain. It's a of a, well.
So, because you may rent it. He's
not Gzeira, because it's a Dereis. If you rent an animal to a guy and you use it on Shabbos, it's a Dereis. So in Maris Nabazari, they don't allow you to sell a behemoth to a guy, even during the week, to sell it to the guy. Gzeri, you rent, lend it to him, and the guy will work with it on Shabbos, which is a Nisa Darasa, or Nisyumi, or you will give it a test drive, and do it on Shabbos, which is a Mechame, Nisa Darasa. So that's why we don't allow you to sell animals.
Sounds like two Gzeris.
Gzeri, Sunday, but that's the guy.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.